I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch,
batch, bitch,
batch,
bitch,
batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, bitch,
Hello and welcome back to Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And Danielle was trying to mouth along with all my words there. You are just trying to throw me off.
Sorry.
The moment we start.
I wanted to sabotage you.
We're frenemies.
Just like in The Bachelor. I'm pretending that I want you to succeed, but really I want to win the podcast.
That's the only reason I make friends or do any art.
Beat them.
Yeah.
Beat them into a pulp.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We have fun. We have fun. So, Danielle, yes. You have now watched The Australian Bachelor for the first time.
I have watched it for the first time and I enjoyed it. I mean, there were parts where I was like, God, this is drawn out. But also, drama, which I love.
Oh, we love drama.
Love
yeah.
drama.
Here at the pod. Yeah, well, it's like they have the same format every... I mean, apart from the first episode, it's basically the same format for the whole show and they have to fill the same amount of time. So some episodes, something happens and some nothing happens and they just have to stretch it out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Surely the producers could... I mean, the producers definitely got involved with this as... I mean, we'll get into it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because there were some things going mm-hmm. on that you were like, they knew and that's why you got into the house that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Danielle was having very, like, bachelor virgin reactions, which was very much like, this girl's crazy. This girl's mean.
Well... They are.
Yeah, they are,
okay.
To be fair.
They are. Also, I did a lot of like looking at everybody's, not everybody's, but a few people who piqued my interest's Instagram profiles, and everybody's got like a million followers. And
a million?
Like, not a million, but like that's a figure of speech, Naomi. They had a lot of followers. So was everybody like Instagram famous before they went on? Is that like a prerequisite? You've got to have like minimum 10,000 followers?
That would be a pretty funny prerequisite. But I'm just guessing when they air it, people just look them all up. Especially if it's the ones you're looking up, then it's just the ones that everyone would look up if you only looked up a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's 25. I'm not looking up all of them. And also some of them, I'm like, who the fuck are you when I see their face on TV? Also, I just want to let everybody know my voice isn't usually this sexy. I have a cold, so that's why I'm very raspy.
It's really distracting.
Yeah. Naomi is like... Oh, that is hot the whole time. You just see her making eyes at me. She's drooling.
I'm flustered.
I have to keep on saying, put your hands where I can see them. That was a masturbation joke.
I'm not Romy. Okay, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So we start episode one. It's always a big episode. It's mm-hmm. where you meet everyone. It's where you meet literally 25 women. It's usually way less on The Bachelorette, can I just point out.
Way less men.
Yeah, I think on the first season they had 14 men.
Oh my God.
Which is like basically a wage gap.
Yeah. Is that just because like way less men applied and there's got to be a certain caliber to get on the show? 10K Instagram followers. Big hot bod.
That's possible, but seeing some of the guys that have been on The Bachelorette, there's not that much caliber.
I would also like to point out we did not meet 25 women. We met like 8 and then saw a few faces.
Yeah.
We did not meet everybody. And some people probably didn't need to be met.
No. That's like, it's so mean that they bring them there and then they get sent home on like the first night. So it's like a complete waste of time. Like you can't meet that many people. You literally have to like pick names out of a hat.
Do they also have to like do some sort of like media blackout where you like spend time alone before you go into the house? Because that would be annoying if you had to spend like 3 weeks.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Just because. Just to torture them. So they've had no human contact before they go in. I just felt like a few of them seemed like they were like worked up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, these things can like take pretty long to film. I'm pretty sure that I've heard people say that they can like film these over like 2 nights.
Oh, my God.
Because there's only so many, like filming takes a long time and there's only so many hours of
darkness.
Hard night.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. On the episodes of Unreal that I watched.
I've not. What's that? Oh, we probably shouldn't talk about a different TV show.
Unreal is a, it's a TV show. It's a fictional TV show, but it's based on like producers of, like a fake Bachelor show.
Ooh.
And it was written by someone who used to be a producer on The Bachelor. America, yeah. It's really, really good.
Cool.
And really upsetting.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. So they're very talented. The producers are very talented. Yeah, I've heard some producers of, I don't think it was The Bachelor, but I heard from someone else that there's like, someone was a producer on some show where you're supposed to like, you know, rile people up and get them to think certain things. And she said that she hated it because it was like really manipulative, but she now has a skill to be able to, if she was sitting at a table with 20 people and they were all wondering what they should get for dinner, she could convince them to get Mexican food without anyone knowing that she'd done it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How does she just go like, I don't think anybody who doesn't get fajitas is cool. I think you're only cool if you get fajitas or tacos or nachos.
Danielle, you are hired.
Thank you.
You master manipulator.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love that skill and I would only use it for good, for myself, for something I wanted.
All right, well.
Maybe I shouldn't. Oh, well. So should we go through like some of our favorites? Obviously, we're not going to go through everyone.
Yeah, because, I just like, wrote down memorable introductions.
Yeah.
Which started with, I think, just the first introduction, which was Shannon,
mm-hmm.
Who...
I loved her dress.
I don't remember her dress.
It was really pretty. Whatever, go on.
Okay. We got like an intro that went into her life and she like paints and skateboards.
Mm.
And she said that she's like a bit of a weirdo, which I hated. Because also...
What a liar.
Yeah. Also, after meeting her, I was like, she just seems like a nice, normal lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know what a weirdo is. And you, my friend, are not a weirdo because I can sniff them out. You've never caught bugs and kept them in a jar. Never.
How many times have you done that, Danielle?
Heaps. My mum, when I was a kid, my favourite thing to do was catch bugs and put them in a bug catcher. And my mum said if my bug catchers ever broke, I would cry. And that's why she always had 3 spare bug catchers in the cupboard. So that she could calm me down.
I'm nothing without me bugs.
I need them. They're my babies. They'll die in a day because I don't know how to look after bugs. I'm a child. But.
See, I was going to tell you that that was actually quite normal because a bug catcher is a thing, but then you had 4 in the cupboard and I was like, oh, nah. Never mind.
I'm losing my hostages. Where are they going?
You're getting babysat and it's like, now here's Danielle. We've left food in the fridge. The bug catchers are in the cupboard. Please, if she loses one, get it in her hands in like 20 seconds or you're done.
I was just thinking about it. It was like I was the producer of The Bachelor. Because I've got all of my bugs in a little house together. Just like in The Bachelor. And I'm putting them out. I'm like, that one, she's a bitch. That one, she's a sweetheart. That one, crazy. Pure crazy.
Because it flies once. Yeah, they have as much autonomy, I guess.
Yeah. They all look the same.
They really do.
Yeah, so was Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon. She was cute. I really liked her. I wanted to be her a little bit. She's from Melbourne, so pretty cool.
Pretty much the same person then.
Yeah. And then she had a bit of Aussie lingo as well. She was like a little bit of a bogan. Or maybe she was putting it on. I don't know. She said, I'm shitting my dax.
Yeah. She did say that.
You're skateboarding around St. Kilda.
Yeah, I don't think anybody says shitting my dax.
Yeah. I bet the body honey badger does. oh my God. The videos of him at the very start of him like playing rugby.
Yeah.
For some reason, like made me real horny. And when he just like jumping, and I have no interest in sport whatsoever, but he's like jumping for the ball, and I was like, oh.
Hello.
He's going far.
He's going along, but he'd be good at long jump.
And that is my kink. Sorry. And then he brought, did he bring her onto the grass? He kept bringing girls onto the grass in their heels.
I think he brought the next girl up, Brooke, onto the grass because she had... Oh, no, yeah, he took her onto the grass because he was like, let's go for a little walk.
Yeah, let's go for a walk.
Dude, they set up the path for a reason. Okay?
These poor women.
You fucking idiot.
He does not understand women. He's not a feminist. And I'm offside again.
Kick him off.
I'm offside. Yeah, we had Brooke next. Brooke... Oh, she's just being set up to win, isn't she? Brooke is so beautiful. She is the first ever Aboriginal contestant on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, anything in Australia.
Wow, that's crazy because we're in Australia.
I know.
That's insane. If you would have said the first in America, I would have been like, yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
Well, I mean, it's a miracle they aren't all white, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're only like 98% white. But Brooke, yeah, she's Aboriginal. She is, I looked it up, she is a Noongar and Yamaji woman. Other notable Yamaji person is Ernie Dingo. Sorry to brag. Yeah. Yeah. And that's all Ernie. Like WA.
I mean, I don't know him, but used to watch him on Getaway.
He gets about. He gets around. So she plays football. She plays rugby, but she didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I was confused by that because I was like, did the producers just tell you to say that you play that when you played it maybe as a kid or something?
Well, I don't think so. Why would she bring the balls?
Yeah, true. Maybe she's like the ultimate feminist and was like, actually, I don't follow men's rugby or ever. I just sort of follow the women's league.
The ultimate act of feminism is never looking at a man.
I don't look at him. I don't actually see men. I don't see them at all.
I don't see men.
I'm always falling over because I'm tripping over them and I just don't see them anywhere.
It's actually quite a burden. maybe she's like the ultimate, level of sport I respect is people who play it but don't watch it. So I think maybe that's her.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, very, very cool. And she's just, you knew as well. What did he say? He called her, he's like, she's like a little rhinoceros beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was cute.
Don't know. Rhinoceros beetles, they were very prominent where I grew up. And when you pick them up, they go.
Kss, kss, oh, no. Kss, kss. Maybe that's what women do to him.
True. All right. Listen to women, Nick. They're going.
She kept hissing at me.
Put them down.
Who else did you like?
Okay. Some people.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit obsessed with Kayla, who is an energy healer and bought a 2-kilo block of rose quartz to give him to attract love and marriage.
Yeah.
I was like, babe, you're being too keen and creepy and weird.
2 kilos, too keen.
2 kilos, way too keen. You can't give anybody 2 kilos of anything.
Ham?
No. Too much ham.
That's a stupid inside joke. About a comedian, Peter Jones, who has a great stand-up bit where he just talks about how it's too much ham.
Too much ham.
Recommend him. she was, what did she say? She's like, I want to do healings on everyone in the house.
Yeah. I was like, babe, that's not a fun sleepover thing to do.
She's generous. That's what I like about her.
You're all damaged and I want to heal you.
Yeah, to be fair, they are.
Yeah. Then I was obsessed with Kat, who is from, she lives in Bali.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like obsessed with her personality because I don't actually find her that engaging, but I liked her. She had big cicada earrings and I really like cicadas.
Cicada.
Cicada beetles.
Do you mean cicada?
Well, I say cicada. Cicada. Tomato, tomato. Fuck off, Naomi. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
So, and she said she had a jewelry label. So I went and looked and I did like some of her jewelry.
You liked it.
I did like it a lot. But I also found an Instagram page that was like sort of attached to hers that had just like a lot of like quite naked women on it. It was supposed to be a clothing brand, but like not, like no, like maybe 25% of the photos had clothes in them. The rest of them were just sort of like nude women. And I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it looked like, you showed me it and it looked like porn. And I don't think a lot of things look like porn because I'm like, it's women's bodies, get over it. But she was literally like spread legged.
Yeah.
It looked like she was fucking the beach.
Yeah, she had like because it was from behind, and she was spread legged and the waves were crashing in it. I was like, oh my God, that is my nightmare. And she would have had a whole heap of veg going, a whole heap of sand going into it. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, so that's attached to Kat's brand?
Well, I don't know if it's her brand or like, but it was like, so I looked it on her jewelry page. Mm-hmm. There was like a picture and there was a tag in it, and it tagged to this page. I don't know if it was like maybe the t-shirt was from this brand or something, and I don't know if anyway, that's how it was connected.
Okay.
And I was like, well, man,
it's just a bunch of girls who live in Bali.
This is full on. Yeah. Then I started googling what the price of living in Bali for a month is.
Is it cheap?
No, it's not cheap.
Oh, really?
I thought it would be cheap.
So did I.
But this lady was like, it's $700 a month for accommodation, and then you've got to spend like
$80
on Ubers a month, and your scooter rental is $60, and your what do you call it? Communal workspace is $270 a month. And the gym is $400 a month.
That's a cost I'm not going to incur. So yeah. That's fine.
The gym was so weird because it was like, the gym was like $4 a month, but the personal trainer was like $400. And so she was doing that. And then she was like, shopping is $50 a month. But then there was just like weird, she was just like, extra money spendage is $370. And I was like, what the fuck? You're just pulling these numbers out of nowhere. Anyway, I've decided I can't afford to live in Bali because it said that the monthly expenditure was $3,500. And I was like, that's surely not.
No.
But anyway.
If you're living the high life, maybe.
Yeah.
You're fucking the beach.
I feel like, yeah, if you were a girl like that, you would be.
Yeah. I'm just going to put a warning out there. I have zeroed in on Kat as the one
villain?
Beautiful person who I'm going to like regardless of their behavior. Okay.
Yeah, I thought she was very pretty too.
Yeah.
I think that's what I liked. I was like, I like your jewelry and I think you're very pretty and we have similar cheeks. So yeah. I feel a kinship even though you seem like a villain.
Yeah. I saw myself in her too. I'm like, I'm like you.
What did you see in her?
We're beautiful. Like, God, we're charming, aren't we? You and I, Kat. So I know that she's supposed to be the bitch, but too bad. I'm sorry.
She's our bachelorette.
Yeah, she is. I think she's great. She's awful, but she's great. And that's my very problematic opinion. Sorry, I'm a real woman.
Also, if anybody wanted to see her jewelry label, it's called Hennessy and it's Hennessii. So that's if you want to look it up because it is really quite nice. Anyway, next memorable
person.
Please
send some in for Danielle.
I'd love it. If you could spend $150 on me, mm-hmm. That'd be great. If you could buy the bee earrings, I would love that in gold or silver. I'm not fussy. Next memorable person I think was Cass who.
Oh, was she ever?
I'm going to say she's insane. I know you said she's been edited to seem insane, but she genuinely seems insane to me.
Yeah. So she is immediately like this woman just that rolls up in the limo and is like, oh my God, I know him. So they go to the same gym. We know this much. And they've been on a couple of dates.
A couple of dates.
That's what he said. That's what the honey badger said.
And the producer said, have you guys ever had any? Oh, wait, no, something happened and she was like, it's not like we haven't kissed before. So we know that they've kissed.
Yeah, they've definitely kissed. I think, and this is pure conjecture, what I think happened is they went on some dates, they fucked, and then, so this is what he says. He says the timing wasn't right. He says this a million times.
Yeah.
And the timing wasn't right means that they didn't get to go out on another date because of like scheduling conflicts. And the only reason that scheduling conflicts arise is when someone's like, I'm so busy because they're actually ghosting.
Yeah.
Because if you like someone, you make time for them.
Yeah.
And I think that he ghosted her.
Yeah. Because she is hella full on. She wants a piece of the honey badger. Can I say one thing about Cass?
Yes.
This is probably the meanest thing I'm going to say about anybody, and I feel bad because I would never, ever want to make fun of anybody's looks, but she has the worst hair extensions I've ever seen in the whole world. Why are they 2 foot longer than any other part of her hair? They do not layer in well. They look horrible.
Yeah, I mean, we all make choices. Also, I did notice them.
I did not know anybody was still getting hair extensions. I thought people just got hair extensions when I was in high school.
People just get better hair extensions now, I think, and you wouldn't notice. Or they just wear wigs. Like, all the Kardashians just wear wigs.
I
think that's the future.
I remember the hair extensions when I was in high school. It just looked like everybody had ticks in their head.
Oh.
Do you have ticks down here? Do you know what ticks
look
like?
Yeah, I know what a tick is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just used to look at me like, ew, you've all got big ticks. Yuck. I've got natural thick hair.
All right, we're not all born perfect, Danielle.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I can't help it.
Dasha.
Oh, boy.
What a strategy. She come out hot. This Russian woman, Russian Dasha, she came out and, in the Honey Badger's words, was dressed up like a pet lizard.
Yep.
Which makes sense. Just strapped down tight. And then she just, she's like, how do I explain?
She did like a sort of like.
Help me.
It's not a cartwheel. It's like a flip.
Like a walking stand.
Yeah, it's like stand. When you hop in the pool and you do a handstand in the water. You could do that outside of the water too, but I can't, so I just do it in the pool. So she did a backwards handstand so that her knees were at his shoulders, and then he pulled her up, and then she did sit-ups with her legs over his shoulders.
So basically she had her like pussy pressed up against his stomach, and then her legs like wrapped around
I'd say his chest.
And then she just did like, she did like full-on sit-ups. I'd had a glass of wine by this point, and I was like, this is like the sexiest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, she is so dumb. And then she started doing the sit-ups, and I was like,
oh, your sexiest thing just keeps getting topped. First it was him diving, and now it's a woman doing sit-ups. I think you're actually into athleticism.
No, I refuse. Never say that again.
Well, that's disgusting. You need to stop being turned on by all this stuff.
I'm just turned on by bodies moving in any way.
I think there's a reason you don't want to go to the gym in Bali, Naomi. It's because you're worried that
I'll just start coming.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
Is that the lead up or the cum?
That's the cum.
Okay. What's the lead up?
Okay. No, that's not at all. I'll do it in. I hate myself.
And you should.
Thank you.
You're beautiful, and you should be able to express yourself in whatever way you want, because you have to feel good about yourself.
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. Dasha did wear pants, which I thought was smart.
She did what?
She wore pants.
Yeah. If you did what she did in a dress, you would be revealing a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Your genitals.
Yes. And she was already revealing quite a lot.
Ooh. Not enough. Ew. We had Vanessa Sunshine.
Yes. Yes, her name is Vanessa Sunshine.
You're taking a deep breath.
Yes. I do not like Vanessa Sunshine.
See, so here's my thing. Okay, so she gets out of, she sees him, and the first thing this woman says is, not thrilled, in like a talking head.
She is never thrilled.
Not thrilled, but maybe he can shave the mustache off. She does not like the mustache. I do not know why she stayed at that point. I just sort of left, but also it's a really good opportunity to get Instagram followers, so I do understand why she stayed.
Imagine if she had got in the car and left. That would have been
funny.
The best and worst thing ever. So funny. I'm not having that. No way. Goodbye.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did do that, but no, she did not do that. So all these other girls having these like meaningful conversations with him. They like talk about a hobby or something like that and do something, you know. Dasha like fucked him. And then
I don't think you know what fucking is.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm very sexually knowledgeable. My mum said she was going to listen to this. Cool.
Well, she knows how I come now. So.
Oh, she knew that
Mrs. Naomi.
Yeah, that's her name, is Mrs. Naomi.
Yeah, obviously. That's how naming works. God, don't you know anything, Naomi?
And so I think she said, like, hi, I'm Vanessa Sunshine. And he was like, hi, I'm Nick. And then he said, I mean, they might have edited some of this out, but he's like, where are you from? And she just goes, we can talk about it later. Bye. Just
yeah. Left. What is that about?
The was so funny.
What? That's not like a thing that's mysterious. Where you come from isn't mysterious. I guess you'll have to talk to me more to find out. Bye.
I left him wanting more. I don't think you did, though.
No, I think he was like, that was weird. I don't know about Vanessa Sunshine. Bit weird. She also seems to be glaring at me a lot. She was very glary, wasn't she?
Why is she mad? Nah, sweet girl. Sweet girl.
Sweet. No.
What I liked about her is that in her intro, it was like, I am a very confident woman and I won't apologize for that. And then the music was like, evil bitch, evil bitch. And I was like, here we go. It's like they always twist it. They always twist stuff like that of them just saying that they like know who they are.
Oh boy.
And that, but you can get sucked into it really easily. That's why I always try to pay attention to what they're actually saying, because they can always edit stuff in to like convenient places to make it look worse and stuff like that, which I'm like definitely sure that they do. But she has confidence, so fuck her. I hope she dies.
I think those were pretty much all the memorable ones.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone else.
Sorry
if you're listening.
Can I say, I think the most wholesome moment of the show was when the girls were all chanting Osha. When they went, Osha, Osha, Osha. I liked when a few of them were like, I think I'd be happy if The Bachelor was Osha.
Oh, yeah. I feel like one of them, and I can't remember who she is now, but I feel like one of the girls is like so excited for Osha. I think it was Steph. And I'm like, are you here for Osha?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Steph.
You like Steph?
I really want Steph to be, I want to see a one-on-one date with Steph, because Steph seems to be quite a character.
Really? I'd literally written nothing down about her.
Oh, well, she's a children's entertainer. She like read out the letter and was like, everybody want to give me a drum roll now? And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Get your screen time, babe.
And she loves a big smile and just saying something real dumb. Big fan.
Oh, sweet girl. She might just be a child.
She does look like a child.
Yeah. Well, she's 23. It's weird to me that some of the people in this show are younger than me.
Oh, my God. Like, I hadn't thought about that.
And, like, going to find love. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
God, why don't you have it already? Seriously.
You dumb bitches. You unlovable bitches. I just meant like, I don't know, at this age, like I have a boyfriend, but we met when neither of us wanted a relationship at all, so we really had to like, we're like, oh no, we're in love.
God. Always falling in love all the time accidentally.
It happens. I'm a romantic. But it's just like, there's no way. And that was like, shit, that was like 5 years ago now. But even no, I wouldn't be like, time to settle down. It's too early. And like, these 23-year-olds, I'm like, what are you doing? But then again, Instagram. I
think it depends so where reasons. You come from as well. Because like, in my hometown, a lot of people are like, yeah, what? You should be married by 25.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's like, I feel like that's a lot of regional Australia.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a lot of people in my hometown too who are like married.
Suburbs. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Nothing to do out there.
Better get married. Or go pig shooting. One of the two.
You can do both. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what they do in the country, right? We're so now detached from our hometowns.
In my mind, my hometown is like a cartoon. Now.
It sounds like it when you describe it. It's almost frightening. and then, so all the women are in. And they're starting to talk to each other, which must be like the worst feeling as well, because they're all so beautiful.
Yeah, and they're all like, eyeing each other up too.
Yeah, it feels like it would be like, have you ever been to an audition and just seen people sitting around to look like you?
No.
Oh.
Also,
you get character cast.
Yeah, I do. Once I had a director call me up and he was like, I just saw your photo in the like the list of photos that comes up, and I saw it and immediately thought, oh my God, she'd be perfect for this role. And then in my mind I was like, oh my God, what's this role? What am I, a princess of some sort of fairy?
Some character who has to have beautiful thick hair.
Yes, all of the above. And then he like said, so in the scene, I want you to be, you're going to be this character. She's called Maggie, and she's a kitchen hand with very bad personal hygiene. And I want you to pee on the tent. And then it changed. I got a call the next day. I'd be like, all right, I've changed it. What I want now, instead of peeing, I want you to poo.
Oh, I was like, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then the next day, we was like, all right, no pooing anymore. You're going to be fucking in the dirt. It's like, okay. Yeah, okay, cool. Cool, yeah, cool. So that was the first thing that director cast me for. And the second thing he cast me for was an ad where I had to sit on the toilet and pretend to poo.
I was literally going to bring that up, that the other thing I'd seen you in was an ad.
Same director. And then we did an ad together where I had to kick away a dead bird.
Yeah, yeah. And Danielle was like, why do people always associate me with dead animals? And I was like, Danielle, half of your stand-up is about shooting pigs in the face.
Right. I did it to myself.
You did, but I'm sorry you get typecast, babe.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh my God.
Thank you for your apology.
So we're sitting, everyone's chatting, and they're all just looking at how beautiful each other are and getting, ooh, they're getting feisty.
Vanessa Sunshine does not think anybody is more beautiful than her.
No.
She's like, none of these girls have anything on me. I'm Vanessa Sunshine. I'm Vanessa Sunshine. You're all pieces of shit, and I'm Vanessa Sunshine.
She said her name a lot.
She's, yeah.
Do you it's think the last name that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they all introduce their names a lot, but the fact that it was her last name, they just did like a super cut of her saying Vanessa Sunshine.
I'd love to be in the house and just be like, could I call you Vanessa or Nessa? Could I call you that? And just forget to say your last name all the time.
That'd show her. God, I hate that bitch.
Hate her.
Said her last name. I hope she dies. So they leave this like pile of roses sitting on the table in front of everyone just to panic them.
I'd steal one.
All the time.
Hide it.
I don't think it works like that, Danielle.
Oh, yeah, they got cameras on you. They'll figure it out. Danielle, why you keep stealing the roses? Thought it'd be a funny joke. Hide it from them. More girls have to go home. That would be the most unhinged character The Bachelor had ever had on.
More unhinged than Cass?
Way, no. She is absolutely batshit.
Oh, she's all right.
What do you mean?
All right, we'll get to that. Now they have the, so Osha comes in, they have the roses, whatever. And now Osha says that it's a worldwide first, that they have something that's a worldwide first, which they literally say every season. Oh my God. So this time it was a key to the bachelor pad, which is pretty cool, whatever. But they do this every season. There was one that was the first impression rose. That was a world first. It was the first impression rose. You know what you get you get that?
What?
You get to go on a date with the bachelor whenever you choose.
So all of these are just dates. Yeah. Everything is just a date.
And then there was a double delight rose, which was you get to go on two dates. And then this is a key to the bachelor pad, which just means you get to go on a date at his house. But I understand the like sentiment they're trying to go for, that it's like a level of intimacy that you can just like show up at his house, but you can't. It's just you just have a date, but you just go to his house. That's it.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the Kat and Sophie drama now?
Oh my God. Yes, we can. So Kat, the beautiful woman.
Beautiful girl.
Who I love and is perfect.
And has a like wonderful jewelry line.
A total bitch. Says, oh my God, I know Sophie, who's this other girl. She's nice. She's blonde. That's all. she's very sweet.
She didn't say that.
And so Kat says that she knows Sophie because Sophie was very recently with her ex-boyfriend. So her ex-boyfriend was in Bali and showed Kat a photo of Sophie and was like, we're fucking, basically. That's what
Man,
she said,
Man, this
right?
girl are fucking. It sounds like your ex-boyfriend's emotionally abusive. Yeah. I'm fucking this lady now.
Yeah. And so Kat brought it up in front of literally everyone, apart from, like, the honey badger. And I don't know. Like, she's clearly not doing it now, is she? Anyway, so Sophie has to go on and say that was, like, ages ago. And Kat's like, no, it wasn't.
And also, you guys weren't together, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And you aren't friends. So if you're not friends, then it's not a bad...
It's like, so odd.
It's not like she's got any sort of allegiance to you when she doesn't know you. You're not friends.
Yeah, you fucked him too. It's like, you're just as culpable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's had ex-girlfriends, and I've never felt like I was doing a bad thing by being with him. I don't know them.
Nah, you're a bitch. You don't like the sisterhood. You don't support women.
You only get one partner and they have to be a virgin. See, never allowed to have been with any other women.
Yeah, it just seemed like she was trying to slut shame her. And I was like, Kat, that is not cool.
No.
And it's lucky you're so beautiful and I forgive you immediately.
Yeah, you do seem to put a lot in looks.
I latch on, man. I latch on. I can't help it. I just get drawn in. It's not real anyway. Whatever. And Kat just kept going. I think she said this about Sophie. She said, I think Nick will think she's a basic bitch who doesn't have much to offer. What are you doing?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Calm down. It's night one or two or three, depending on how long this took to film. Just chill out.
I think they get given a lot of drinks.
Oh, for sure. The drinks are flowing. There's some of them, I swear, in episodes, like, you can see them, like, slurring their speech. It's like, when they're, like, crying and making a scene and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, I would. If I was, like, drink three, but I'd be like, oh, I miss my sister. Oh, I miss my home.
I want to go.
I'm worried somebody hasn't watered my plants. They cost money. I'll lose them. I don't have the car. I can't. It's not easy to go to Bunnings and pick up plants. Carry them home on the train. It's hard. Oh, my wife's in my time here. Honey Badger doesn't even look at me.
Can't even get on a group date.
I was just looking at Brooke. I was looking at Brooke, never me. Well, I'm not me. Probably because I'm always crying. Okay, I'll stop this character now.
I love
this. This is going for too long.
I'm having fun. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Then we get to Cass. Oh, little Cass. So, Cass, she just keeps talking about how... Oh, I can't deal with this. I hate this so much.
Cass tells Nick that she wrote in her diary what she wanted for the next year.
Mm.
And what she wanted for the next year was him. So she said she told the universe...
That's one of the things.
...that she wanted Nick. Yeah, some other things as well. And everything's coming up Cass, it seems.
Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard because she's clearly sucked his dick. And now she has to compete with, like, 24 other women to, like, maybe do it again. And it makes me so upset. And, like, it would be so weird if a guy that you had a one-night stand with or, like, a couple of dates and it just, like, fizzled. Like, I've been in that situation and it's awkward enough when you see them and you're like, hey. Imagine, like, being somewhere where you're one target and your one goal is to, like, try and end up with this man for the rest of your life, and it's like a guy that you've, like, slept with and gone on a couple of dates. I would just be like panicking. I felt so much for Cass.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like, and then I was like, did they edit her saying that he was in her dream journal, her journal for, like, what she says, the fucking, what's it called, the secret? But it didn't. I don't know if that was me and that was edited, I would, like, sue.
But also, I mean, at the end of episode two, they showed like sort of like a teaser for the next episode
of him,
and it seems like she reads the diary, and I'm so looking forward to that. It's supposed to be, dear diary, dear universe, hi, my name's Cass. I am really hoping that for the next year, I could find love and marriage with Nick Cummins, the honey badger. Also, if you could please, like, get me a packet of Redskins and maybe some of Kat's Hennessy jewelry line for free, I would be very thankful. Thank you, universe. Good boy.
That was a pretty good impersonation.
That, what do you mean I didn't cry once?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm just so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
She should be.
Yeah.
Kayla, who's not the stone healer, jumps in the pool to try and get his attention.
Oh, my God.
And he doesn't pay any attention to her. And all the other girls are just like, what the fuck you do that for?
Oh, she you like
ruined your dress. And then they're like, get full, out of the pool.
She did like a full cannonball. She was like, woo! And then she does it. And then all the girls are just like staring at her in silence. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that felt so uncomfortable.
She's like, now I'm wet. Well, I don't know why I did that.
I like that, but she'd said earlier she had a plan on how to get the Bachelor's attention.
And that was it.
That was the plan.
Well, to be fair, there was in The Bachelorette last year, one guy, Sam, did jump in the pool in the first episode and he got the double delight rose, similar to the key to the Bachelor pad, from doing that. So I don't know if she was trying to repeat that, but I don't know why Sophie gave him the rose, because that was so embarrassing. And then like B, you're wearing a fucking ball gown. Like, yeah, he took his suit off at least.
I'm surprised she didn't drown. Because that would be so shallow heavy in the water.
That was the funniest thing as well, because she was like, you guys want to come in? And all the girls are like shaking their head. She's like, okay. And then she goes to get out and she stands up, but she raises like a meter out of the water. It just saunters up.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable to watch. I didn't like that.
Sweetie.
Brooke got the bachelor pad key. So
Brooke, oh, she's so sweet. Our little rhinoceros beetle. Yeah. Oh, my God, when they were having their conversation and they're, like, getting all emotional and stuff, and he said, oh, my God, it's so cringy. He said, you look like you got a bit of Pocahontas in you.
Oh, yeah,
which
I didn't.
Which is so problematic.
I didn't like that. That was not good.
Oh, no.
But also, she'd said my mum loves Pocahontas or something.
Had she really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe that's a bit better. I just noticed with some
of
the
girls. Wasn't just drawing attention to the fact that this was like an ethnic Disney princess. No, she'd mentioned Pocahontas first.
Okay. He did. In fairness, he did say about some of the other girls, and it was always the ones who had like darker skin of some sort. He's like, yeah, you got, yeah, I don't mind a bit of spice. He was also like, oh, she's a bit spicy. And I was like, ugh. Stop it.
Honey badger, no.
This isn't going to go the way you think it's going to go, mate. No, it is. No one cares. It's fine. But yeah, no, I was happy with Brooke getting the key to the bachelor pad. I think she seemed really sweet and really normal.
Yeah, I was so glad Cass didn't get it, because
Cass couldn't get it. I just don't see that going anywhere.
Yeah, I can't see it going anywhere either. She seems far too keen.
Yeah. Also, a funny thing about Cass is I'm not going to tell them that we know each other. Like, I don't need to tell them. And then this other girl, Brittany, started talking about how they were both born in Port Macquarie and they were probably born in the same hospital, went to the same kinder and all this stuff. So she's like, yeah, we were born in the same hospital. And Cass is like, I know him.
I go to the same gym. So
we're fucked. We've like had a thing, whatever. Like, I wasn't going to tell them, but. Then another girl was born in the same year as him, so I had to one-up it.
Also, I like that when she said that, the girls would always be like, oh, so you've got, like, kind of a step up from us, and she was like, oh, maybe a step down. And I was like,
I think it's a step down.
Yeah, I think so too, because if it didn't go anywhere, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, can you still have that, like, spark of, like, a new beautiful thing?
And no, not when there's much more unlikely. 24 other ones. Also, at the end
of
the episode, when people went home, she was like, 3 down, 21 to go or something like that. And I was like, oh, man, you are not.
You're not going to win.
You're not going to be it. She also has the most intense eyes I've ever seen when she looks at you. And I was like, ah, through the TV. I was like, don't look at me.
Oh, she's okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I always like end up on the side of the women who are getting the like worst edits. Like she's getting the obsessive edit. There's always one girl who gets the edit where she is just like this clingy obsessive, and they just caught like they filmed like literally every time she looked at him and
Naomi,
then put it into a 10-minute montage.
Can you edit in the journal asking the universe for him?
You can't, but I don't know. You get there, you get desperate. I mean,
I like that the
other woman
like,
jumped in the fucking pool.
I like that the producers are like, you wrote a diary, eh? You reckon you could get your mum to find that and send that down so you could read it to him? And she's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
They probably convinced her. I have no doubt they convinced her to tell him that. She was like, oh my God, I actually did this. And like, she's like, I'm not going to tell him though. And they're like, no, that's sweet. You should tell him. Like,
don't tell him, Cass. See, but that's stupid. Yeah, that is stupid. Do
it
not.
Is stupid.
Use your own goddamn mind. Do not read anybody out of your diary ever. Never do it.
Do not read anybody out of your diary ever.
No.
So then at the end, we go to the rose ceremony and three women get left behind. But the weirdest thing was, I feel like they didn't, like, usually they have a little bit of an exit interview. I understand it's the first episode, but, like, they didn't even show them saying goodbye to him. If I'm remembering correctly, they didn't even show Osha saying, if you did not receive a rose, I'm sorry, but your time in the mansion is over. Please say your goodbyes. Like, they didn't say any of that. They just cut immediately.
Everyone knows
really
the format.
Weird.
Huh? Everyone knows the format.
Yeah. I mean, jarring for me.
I know the format and I've not watched it before.
Yeah.
I know the format. Do you know who they were?
Yeah. So, Autumn, who's 29. And
too old. No, too old. I don't know.
Well, okay. We'll get to that. And then Ursula, who is 34, sorry, Ursh. She
also got
to be
the
called.
Name of a Disney villain.
And then Susie, who's 30. And I was like, oh my God. They're all on the older end of the spectrum. And I wanted to make a graph, and I tried to make a graph, and I'm going to try again of just their ages.
Oh, as they go.
Yeah, as they go. And as they, because I think it's a bit skewed towards the higher ones, honestly.
I reckon the first few rose ceremonies will be quite easy because there's no way you're attracted to 25 women, even 25 super hot women. I reckon you
they
can
all
get
together.
Yeah, I reckon you can get like 8 or 9 out of there easy before you start to go like, oh, that one's pretty and she's nice too. I like to keep her around. They're all nice lasses, but kick 8 off. I wouldn't even notice if they were gone.
You wouldn't.
I got doubles. Like those Coles minis. Got doubles. I'm trying to sell them on Facebook Marketplace.
Don't get me started on the fucking Coles minis.
I know.
Okay, and then we have episode 2.
Yeah.
This is a fun one. We had like a bit of a clique starting to form.
Oh, yep. Was that Kat,
Romy, and Alicia.
Alicia, yeah.
Who were being called what did Kayla call them?
The mean girls.
The mean girls. Oh my God, that was the other thing. After the first episode ended, without even an ad break or anything, they just cut straight to Mean Girls, the movie, which is just like literally every woman in Australia is just trapped on her couch.
Oh,
and I was
no.
Like, I can't move. Oh, no. And then the episode after that on Thursday night, without an ad break,
they played
Law and Order SVU,
dun, dun.
Which is the other thing that all women love. Yeah. It's just like,
oh, rape case.
Seeing abusers get held accountable for their crimes. It's good
therapy.
I mean,
there's always a murder first. So. Yeah.
But that's okay. They happen all the time. We're desensitized to that. So we have Kat, Romy, and Alicia, who are the mean girls.
Mean girls.
What did Kayla have like a nickname for them? The three cunts.
Yeah, that was aired on national TV.
And then they were saying, they were like, Kayla didn't deserve a rose as much as other girls, so I don't know why she's still here. And it's like, who deserves a rose at this point?
Kayla, not the one who jumped in the pool, but the spirit healer who gave him the 2 kilo rose quartz.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve a rose for whatever fucking reason.
Are you kidding? Do you know how much 2 kilos of rose quartz would be? Me neither, but it would be a lot, okay?
It's not that much, I don't think. I don't know.
150? That's big money.
Yeah, maybe around there.
That's the same price as one of Kat's necklaces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I'd prefer a necklace.
Me too.
But that's because I have love in my life. No offense, Kayla. and then we have, and then they got the first date card. Osha's back. This is where Steph really gets gleeful about Osha. She's fucking keen, isn't she?
She loves it.
And then Shannon gets chosen for the first date, who is
she's the skater.
She's wearing some cool glasses as well. I just thought I'd write that down. Because I was looking at her, I'm like, I hope that's what I look like.
She looks very different on the couch to what she looks like. Like when she was wearing that blue dress and the glasses with her hair pulled back, she looks so different there as to what she looked like on the date. I was like, I'm confused. You look like two different people.
Both equally beautiful.
Yes.
I would say.
Just like you when you were with or without glasses.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
No worries.
I was trying really hard to get a compliment out of you. And there we go.
I know.
We finally got there.
I figured that out. Just trying to think of one.
Oh, that hurt. And then, okay, so they're on a footy oval. And then Honey Badger says, we've got two options. Option A is kicking the footy around and talking a bit of turkey. Or option B, which is a mystery. So she chooses option B.
Obviously.
Obviously you're going to do that. What would he have done if she'd said option A?
That would have been framing. How long are you going to kick the footy around before you start getting bored? Yeah. I mean, him probably.
Well, they're
not,
also talking a bit of turkey.
They are talking a bit of turkey. But also, she is. Also, can we talk about the fact that she is not dressed for neither plan A or plan B?
No. She's wearing a beautiful sundress and a nice hat. And some fluffy thongs.
He said, they look like she'd stepped into some bunnies. But they looked all right on her. They look pretty good, actually.
She looked tippy-top. Those are his words. Anyway, whatever. Option B is a helicopter because, of course. And then he says, it'll be nice to see how she goes in the situation because relationships are all about trust. And I'm like, she doesn't fucking know you. Why should she trust you immediately? Trust is something that's built. It's not like any man who asks you out on a date. It's like, okay, take me somewhere that's like death defying.
Yeah, that's honestly the worst thing. That I would never do anything death defying on a first date.
No.
Also, the date was you go in the helicopter and then you have to be lynched out of the helicopter into
winched,
the water.
Not lynched.
Winched? Lynched.
Not you're, lynched.
You're dead. You should have said option one. Oh, sorry. Sorry, winched. They were winched out of the helicopter into the water.
Yeah.
Her sundress, completely wet. Jesus, that was not helpful.
Yeah, whatever. And, like, and, oh, this is, it happens, I'm so mad. It happens every fucking season, and it'll happen several times in the season, so you just wait for it.
Okay.
A woman will say that she has a fear of something, and then they will do a date where she has to confront that fear immediately. I reckon having a fear of heights is the best way to secure a date on The Bachelor. You just tell the producers that you're scared of heights and they will make you go on a helicopter or they will make you abseil. They'll make you do something fucking dumb. They'll make you bungee jump. And I reckon just lie about it. If you're going on the show, just lie about it. You'll get yourself a date and you get yourself a date early on because they want to show how much like cash they're splashing around as well.
What if you say, I've got a fear of having sex with The Bachelor. I just got a big fear about it. I don't know. Big fear about it. Ooh, big fear about getting
big fear
a rose.
About it. I'm so scared.
Scared
of winning this.
So scared. Oh, dick fright.
Dick fright. So I suffer from dick fright. It's actually a really long story, and it's really hard. So, I'm just trying to be brave. For The Bachelor, because I just want him to see that, like, you know, I am up for fun. And they're just always testing them. It's so frustrating because you have to trust me, even though this is something you're really scared of and we've just met. So let's get lynched.
So they get winched.
Winched. They get winched
into the water.
And then they get out of the ocean. And then Honey Badger starts cooking some salmon.
Some salmon, which she doesn't like at all.
She fucking hates salmon.
She hates it, which leads him to then tell her a story about how he's doesn't like coffee. And he says in the story, oh, seconds away from being brown bread, I am absolutely tin-fruited here. And I was like, I hate this. And then she said, that is such a good story. My God. And I was like, no, it's not. Firstly, that story was very boring. Everybody in their childhood had something in excess and it was horrible. Like when you thought salt was supposed to taste good and you poured heaps in your mouth.
Yeah, or cocoa powder.
Yeah. Everybody's had that moment. It was not a good story. And I think over the season I am going to get absolutely annoyed with Nick making all these using all these horrible words.
Yeah, so brown bread is dead and tin-fruited is rooted.
It's just rhyming.
Yeah, it's just, that's all Australian slang though.
Yeah. I think Shannon and Nick seem nice together. They're just like both sort of like, I think she sort of says some, Aussie things.
Oh yeah, you know what? This is why I think she's fucking dumb. She so they have their like boring emotional chat, which I never pay attention to. That's when I zone out for a little while.
And then she
said to the girls in the house that she's not going to kiss him on the first, like she never kisses a man on the first date. And this is what she says: you can't kiss a man on a first date, even if you want to, because you've got to leave them wanting more. And I'm like, there's more.
Yeah,
like,
there's more. Do you not know? There's more. There's other stuff.
Does she think it just ends with kissing?
There's heaps of other stuff.
Oh, there's heaps.
Heaps of shit you can... Heaps of stuff.
And also, what the fuck? If you kiss a man and then he's like, I got what I wanted, I'm not going back, then maybe he didn't like you very much and you should just stop talking to him.
Or maybe he didn't know there was more.
And then you should also stop talking to him.
Oh, yeah. I also...
You're going to have to teach him everything.
Did you write down... I didn't write it down. I forgot. But what she said when he said, what's your life's mission?
No, I didn't catch that.
Oh, she said... Because
whenever they start talking about like that, like boring emotional, like what's your life goals, I just like my eyes glaze over.
It was horrible. It was like he said, what's your life mission? And then I feel like she was caught on the spot because I don't think many people have a life mission. And then she said something like, oh, my mission is to uplift people. And I was like... No, it's not.
You skateboard.
Yeah.
How's that? You paint. What are you talking about?
You don't do.
That what doesn't have to be your mission. There's plenty of other noble missions. Don't lie.
You just say my mission is to have a cool, fun time and enjoy my life.
That's a good mission.
It's a good mission. Be the best version of me I can. And then he said, Shannon, if more people in the world were like you, it'd be a bloody nice place. And then she went, thank you.
See, this is why I wasn't paying attention.
It's boring.
Who gives a shit?
It was boring. And also, he said, when she said, my mission is to uplift people, he went, oh, that's nice, at the same time as I went, ugh.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Anyway, that's just heard. Me and Naomi like bullying.
Yes, we love to bully. We hate women. I reckon, so they didn't kiss, but they were very close to kissing, and I think they edited out him trying to kiss her.
You reckon?
Not, like, too aggressively, but you know when you, like, sort of put your face near and then, like, another one, like, looks away or something like that. I reckon she did that and they didn't show it.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what he did. She was like, I can't kiss him yet because then he'll not talk to me again.
He'll not talk to me. He won't want anything else from me. He'll be like, I'm done with that one.
No I got rose the for kiss. Her. I'm the kiss boy. I look for kisses. I get them and then I move on.
And then he wouldn't have pulled the rose out of that drinking flask and given it to her.
Yeah, he pulled it out of a thermos.
Yeah, that was weird.
So then their date's over. Whatever. She got a rose. Who cares? And then we have a group date. And we have Vanessa Sunshine. So they read out who's on the date, and Vanessa Sunshine gets to be on the date, and she's not happy about it. She's like, I'd rather one-on-one time. And everyone is so mad at her because she's just said so many times that she, like, isn't attracted to him. And they're like, why the fuck?
Well, so everybody wants a one-on-one date.
Yeah. She said she doesn't. Oh, my God, this is what she said as well. She said that she doesn't get along with other women, which is, like, huge red flag for me. But I feel sorry for her because that, like, obviously comes from, like, insecurities or whatever, because men are much easier to please. Yeah. Like, they just, That's what you say when
no standards.
Just,
they got no standards.
Exactly. This is, I don't usually connect with girls straight away. But it's like, that's why you have to try. I used to be that girl in like high school and like early uni especially, because the girls who were around me were just a bit cunty, to be honest. But I was just like, I don't have many girlfriends because it's just like the drama.
I'm just one of the boys.
Yeah, I was one of the boys. So much so that the girl started a rumor that the four guys I hung out with and me had like a fivesome together.
Oh my God, that is... not a fun rumor.
So that wasn't my fault. Well, it was a fun rumor.
Oh my God, did you hear what people were saying about me?
They think I fuck so much. I love it. So then this happens every season. In the second episode, they do the first group date and they do a photo shoot. Usually it's for like, I swear it's for like Women's Day, but then it just says for News Corp newspapers, which is like, fuck you, Rupert Murdoch. I just had to say that. Oh, I just had to get my politics out there.
That is a terrible date idea.
Yeah, they do it every season. I mean, it's to sell newspapers and magazines.
Yeah.
But
I hated it.
It's like posing for photos isn't... I don't think it's fun.
No.
It's fun for a bit, but it's not something that you want to do on a date to get to know someone. It just That's makes no sense at all.
I did want to say the first photo shoot was like a bunch of them doing like an 80s rock star thing. And... Cass is terrifying in that because she is being a groupie and she's staring at Nick and like groping him so
much.
He
loved it though.
He did love it because
he was so horny.
He was like, she's hot today, man. You seen Cass today? She's hot today. But then what I want to say is Romy?
Who cares?
Romy. She's actually quite good at photography direction because she was
really?
Like, I felt like she was like, now when she like turned, she was like, okay, now go. And he was like sort of facing towards her and she was like, no, go to back to back with me. Back to back with me. And I was like, I felt like she knew what looked good.
Well, yeah. I mean, she definitely wasn't doing it to get closer to him. No, she was literally like, stop facing me.
Yeah. She was like, okay, this is going to be in magazines all around the country.
Mm. But Cass was just like dressed up as like Sandra Dee at the end of Grease. She did look very good.
She did look good. They managed to sort of curl her layers so that the extensions looked a bit higher so that they sort of melded in a bit better without the...
That's actually the only time I recognized that she was wearing extensions. So really? It clearly wasn't very well done.
I thought it was way better than what she had earlier. I was like, the whole time, I was like, you have the worst extensions I've ever seen.
Oh, I had not paid enough attention to the point where I was like, who did her hair and put in these awful extensions for this photo shoot?
They are horrific.
But they're better here. Oh, that's brutal. Love you, Cass. I'm on your side. So everyone's really getting quite annoyed at how affectionate Cass was being. But
yeah.
Whatever, she's getting it. She's getting what she can. And then we have so these photo shoots, the theme was like stuff that he has a passion for. So the first one was an 80s rock band because that's his artistic passion. And then the second one was him...
School.
No, the second one was a fire.
Oh, yeah,
like him being a firefighter and like saving a damsel in distress.
Are these all sex streams? Sex passions?
Maybe.
Because fire...
I have no idea. I don't understand.
Firefighter doesn't work. And also the third one is school. And the fourth
maybe
one...
Maybe like his like passion to educate.
Yeah, but the fourth
to
one
be
is
educated, to
the
learn.
Fourth one is yoga, and he said that he hadn't done yoga. This was like his second time doing yoga.
Okay, well, obviously these are all set up for a reason, so I'll tell you what that is. The firefighter one was clearly just so he had the firefighter one. He's playing a firefighter. Brooke, the girl who got the key to the bachelor pad, is like playing a damsel in distress. So he literally is just carrying her in his arms and looking into his her.
He
looks each other's eyes.
So big carrying her.
Yeah, terrifying.
I was like, oh my God, you're thick boy.
and then Vanessa's just standing to the side as another firefighter, and it reminded me of, which is such like a, they like rubbed dirt on her face and all this stuff, and like she looks still beautiful, but they were clearly just trying to be like, you're not the hot one in this scene. And it reminded me of, they did this last year when Maddie J was the bachelor. They had him in the pool with this girl Florence, who's like so gorgeous, and her in like a red bikini, and they look really hot. And then they had this other girl Jen standing by the pool in like a lifeguard outfit with like the like ugliest like red cap on and like frizzy hair to like make her like just seem like real ugly in comparison, and like just standing on the side and not interacting with him at all. But what she did, what Jen did last year, which I thought was really smart, she like ripped the cap off and then just jumped in the water and then just like started posing with him like real sexy, and I was like, that's smart. But Vanessa Sunshine did not do that. She just sort of stood there and looked hot because
her hair did look real cool though. So.
Oh, she still looked great.
Yeah.
Was she telling them to stop? They were like making like severe eye contact.
Stop it.
Like,
stop floating. Stop it.
And then we had the... Oh, God.
The school
girl. They did it
one.
Again.
That was horrible.
This
they
is
made,
so mean.
They made Caleb have the ugliest teacher outfit ever.
Yeah, the energy healer.
Oh, this poor lady.
They dressed her up as like this frumpy... school teacher with like a skirt down to her ankles and glasses, and she clearly took the glasses off during the photo shoot, and they made her put them back on, and then they matched her with Kat and Alicia, two of the girls that she doesn't who are really,
really
mean,
mean
to her.
To her,
so they just made them seem like school bullies, and then Kat was just like rubbing up on the honey badger, and it was just so mean. Now this is why I like Cass was standing. Like, they were watching the photo shoot, and Cass is just like, go on, Kayla, like, get in there.
Yeah.
And like, really encouraging her to the point where she eventually did, and it resulted in one of the funniest shots I've ever seen, which was her pressing on Kat's shoulder, trying to get her to, like, step away, but Kat just sort of leans her shoulder back, doesn't move her feet, and then just comes right back. And, like, they're just trying not to be, like, violent, but she's just, like, trying to push her away. And I was like, this is literally the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I also felt, though, that Cass was like, get in there, Kayla, because she wanted her to get in there and separate them as well.
Yeah.
She was like, dude, stop. Can you please stop Kat from pressing her bum into his groin, please? That would be great. Kayla, get in there, babe. Go for it, girl.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
You're still hot in that ugly costume.
I'm really trying to make Cass seem better here, and you are not letting me.
I'm sorry. She is insane. I need to stop saying that.
Oh, she's nice.
I'm sure she's lovely.
She hasn't been mean to anyone.
No, she hasn't been mean to anyone. But
not
I mean,
like Kat,
honestly,
the love of my life.
Every time they have a one-on-one with her, she constantly looks like she's on the verge of tears.
Yeah. Well, it's a stressful situation.
It is.
You got to remember that.
Okay, sorry, I'll stop. I'll
Please stop. Stop commenting on anything.
Okay, I'll stop.
Please don't have another opinion.
Oh, sorry. We'll call this podcast Batch Nice Girls Having a Chat.
Good. And then we have the yoga with Sophie. So they do like yoga poses, which is like so manipulative. They always have one shoot, which is just the guy and one girl, and they make them like just press their noses together, mm-hmm. and just so all the other girls get jealous. And then it depends on who the girl is if she like goes for it or not. Like I think last year the girl tried to like kiss him, and it was really fucking awkward because he pulled away and it was brutal. But this one, poor Sophie was just like, so got in yoga poses doing like an up dog is what it's called, kind of like a push-up, and they're just like pressing their noses against each other, and she fucking hates it. And I feel so sorry for her.
I feel sorry for her. And all the other girls were like going on about how there wasn't chemistry and stuff, and I was like, okay, can we stop? This is their first day and one of the first times they've interacted. She's acting like a normal person would when she's forced to be in this really weird intimate position with a stranger.
Yeah.
Like she was acting normal.
Mm-hmm.
Stop over-sexualizing this. Like it felt so strange anytime anybody's being overly sexual towards him when you're like, well, you don't know this man. You just know that the aim of the game is for him to fall in love with you.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have a surprise date, which is rare, quite rare. There's not many surprise dates.
Hmm. Is this a worldwide first?
This is a worldwide first. The first time a man called the Honey Badger has gone on a date with a girl called Romy on TV. That's the worldwide first.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Good to
Very
know.
Cool. So we have Romy, who's like just gearing herself up to be the bully. It's kind of like Romy versus Kat. I think Romy looks like Shelley Craft.
Yeah, maybe like a
so much every time she was on screen, and I'm like, this isn't Saturday Disney.
I don't know.
This
I just
isn't
feel
Australia's
like
funniest home videos.
Romy is completely the same color, like her hair and her eyebrows and her skin are all the same color,
like Shelley.
And that leads me to ask you a question, mm-hmm. Naomi. Everybody in the house is very tan. Do you think everybody is being tan on The Bachelor have a budget for tanning everybody so that they all constantly look the most beautiful they can?
No, I think they just get people who are very good looking. And one thing you need to know about being good looking is it's not based on how you're born, it's based on how much money you spend on it. And that's like one of the things that I have realized is that the things you spend money on are tan, teeth, and hair. It goes like such a long way. And it's like skin, I guess.
Oh my God, but I don't spend money on any of those things.
Yeah, me either. That's why we look like real women.
Two little rats, if you don't know what we look like. Gross little rats crossed with like flubber. Just sort of like gross and green and hairy, but not good hair.
We're pale and we're frizzy. Falling off in
patches.
Sorry, we have personalities, and that's where we spend our time. being likable, clearly, you understand from this. But I think they were just all fake tan. God, we've not gotten into this at all. So, Rummy and Honey Badger go to, is it Uncle Mike's pizza restaurant? Is it his restaurant? Did I get
that
right?
They made it seem like it was his pizza restaurant.
Yeah. So the Honey Badger's Uncle Mike, his pizza restaurant. Now, this actually reminds me of a plot point in Unreal where the only reason, like, The Bachelor, like, signs up is, like, one of the clauses is that they do a date at his, like, parents', like, winery so that they can get free promos. I was wondering if this was, like, a similar thing.
That's and he's so
like,
funny.
You got to help my uncle's pizza restaurant.
Uncle Mike needs me.
Yeah. He seems like a family boy. I can see him doing that. So they're, like, building their own pizzas. And then Romy asks if they have jalapenos, which Honey Badger calls ring stingers and bum burners.
Yeah, real good date talk
which
there.
Which is, like, so white Australian. It's like, spicy? Bloody, that hurts your bum, doesn't it?
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding, gonna have them big shits this afternoon. It was so gross. When he said that, I was like, oh, yuck.
And then he had two names for it. They both said it hurts when you shit. Like, you need more than one for that? Why?
Because what if he's talking to a woman, Naomi? She might not get it. God. We're dumb idiots.
That made me want to be brown bread.
That's a callback, everybody. That's how you know Naomi is good at comedy.
Yeah, I know that. I know rule of three. That's all.
Pull back and reveal.
Oh yeah. And then they have a food fight, which is every season there's a food fight. They brought it out early, really. Channel 10 fucking love a food fight. And it's just so, it's never organic. They're always like, why don't you throw a bit of flour around? Like, you can just tell.
When he dropped flour into her hair, I was like, oh my God, if somebody did that to me, I'd kill them. If somebody put flour in my hair, do you know how hard that's going to be to get out? Do you know what happens when you put water onto flour? It becomes glue.
Oh, a little claggy.
When I was in scouts growing up, at the end of the scout camp, we'd put flour and water in balloons and throw them at each other. You would be covered in this horrible, thick glue. And I would have, like, flashbacks if that was me. And they put flour in my hair. I would kill him. I'd be like, excuse me, don't you ever put flour in my hair again.
You are tin-fruited, cunt. That's another callback.
She got me again.
Woo, I'm on fire. Did an improv workshop earlier today. I haven't come down yet. And then we get to this part.
Oh, you mean the part where I've written down in my notes, Romy sexually assaults Nick?
Yes. I'm so upset about it. So they're sitting on a couch and she just fucking goes and starts like kissing his neck. Now, maybe that wasn't, again, you gotta think about the editing. They might have like had an organic kiss first, but it's just like she's kissing his neck and like they fucking zoom up on his face, man, and the look on his face. We have to post it because some people said they would listen to this but they're not going to watch the show. You have to see the look on his face when she's kissing him and his eyebrows are raised and he's just like, oh,
he's not enjoying it. And then he also says to her, he says, I think we should cool this down a bit.
Take it down a notch.
We don't want anybody to get hurt feelings or anything because he doesn't want to. Yeah. He doesn't want to smooch straight away, you know? He wants to take it slow. You got heaps of girls in this. You want to smooch Brooke first so she knows she's special.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, she's basically forcing herself on him, and it's, like, so embarrassing. And, like,
it's uncomfortable. You can tell from his body language he doesn't want it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes means yes, Romy. Yeah. Yes means yes. And he was not saying yes.
Enthusiastic yes. You Me Too bitch. Let's Weinstein her.
Let's get her taken down.
It just made me so sad because, like, it's just, I feel like he couldn't, like, pull away. Like, if that was like, the other way around,
yeah,
then, like, you would just very easily pull away and you'd be like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
But I feel like men sometimes, like, they feel like they can't do that.
Or they don't want,
like,
to hurt feelings or anything.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're being a huge asshole. And, like, definitely women do the same thing to a certain extent because they don't want to, like, hurt a man's feelings. But
yeah,
usually it's
or
out
don't
of, like,
get
fear.
Hit.
You don't want to die. But, like, I just felt so sorry for him having to put up with that, and I was like, why isn't anyone saving him? They are loving these facial expressions, which again were pretty funny,
yeah,
but also bad.
Yeah, also very bad. Yeah. Then I didn't like when after the date they went back and there was the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Romy was like acting like she was like a seductress and telling everybody she'd kiss Nick and it was like a perfect kiss and everything like that, and I was like, no it wasn't. I want Nick to be like, no, we didn't kiss. I kept pushing her off. She was kissing me and I was not responding.
Oh,
and then
so
Shannon
much.
Cried. Shannon was crying.
Oh, poor little Shannon. There's three. I wrote down three quotes that Romy said about the kiss, which looks so bad. It was so cringy.
Yeah.
She said, we had a really romantic kiss. Wrong. Incorrect. It was gross.
It was rapey.
He was trying to pull away from you. Two, it was a real kiss. It was not a real kiss. I'm embarrassed for you and I want to kill myself. Three, an organic and authentic kiss. Now, it may have started, it might be the editing, it may have started as an organic kiss and then she just took it too far, because when she was kissing his neck, I was like, this is not on. But it might have started,
yeah,
as, even so, even if it did start as an organic kiss and they've edited it out to make her seem like a rapist, it was just like, you can't, it wasn't like a real and authentic, like, it was just, you took it too far and you,
yeah,
were just so inappropriate and I'm so upset.
Yeah, I felt
everyone's
like
everyone's just so, everyone was just like, this is like,
it was uncomfortable,
this is assault, like, please stop.
Yeah, it felt like, if anybody wants to know what assault looks like, go watch that clip. It looked uncomfortable. It looked like the reason she was kissing his neck was because he'd pulled his face away,
yeah,
and he didn't, like, he was wedged in on the couch and there was no other, like, way for him to get further away without getting up.
Uh-huh. This was basically when people have a debate about Aziz Ansari. She's the Aziz Ansari of Australia, I'm calling,
yeah,
it. I'm calling it. Yeah. If someone pulls away from you multiple times,
probably don't go in.
Just stop.
Stop.
Please stop.
Stop.
It's not that hard, people. Fucking. Anyway, yeah. Shannon's friggin' crying because Romy's telling everyone that they kiss, and then she tried to kiss him in front of everyone, like, literally standing in the same room.
Yeah.
She, like, put her face onto his and it was, like, really awkward. So that's, like, the second time that she forced herself on him. And then she did it, and then she's walking around, she stuck the rose
in her boobs,
in her cleavage, so it was like whatever, she'd have the rose anyway, they'd, like, make her carry it around. I'm not that mad.
I mean, they can make you carry it around. They don't say put the rose in your boobs, though, do they?
She got sick of carrying it. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Because
okay. I love abusers and I love supporting abusers.
Do you give her the benefit of the doubt with that she found a gardenia and was like, I want to go give this nice smelling flower to Nick.
Oh, my God.
And butt in to, is it Tennille?
Tennille, yeah. They were like, where's the honey badger? And someone else was like, he's talking to Tennille. She goes, who? And I was like, you bitch. But also, who is Tennille?
Yeah. And then we see her. She's beautiful. So beautiful.
I mean, they're all beautiful.
Got luscious hair. I mean, yes, they're all beautiful. But this lady seems sweet too. She doesn't seem like Romy.
I mean, sure. She's going to make it to episode 4. I'm sure we'll enjoy her time until then. And then for a third time, she gives him this flower. And then she goes to kiss him a third time. And then other girls are watching from afar and they're like, oh my God, did they just kiss on the lips? Did they actually just kiss? But if you watch it, they cut, like, right as she gets to his lips,
yeah,
the shot cuts and I reckon he pulled away.
Is she, because that's three in a day.
Too much. Too much pull aways.
Too much. And also, like,
too much general kissing.
He wants to make sure people are there for the right reasons, and it doesn't seem like she's there for the right reasons if she's, like, aggressively attacking you.
Especially in public where she's trying to upset people.
Yeah.
That bit's real.
That's super rude.
Again, everything they do is encouraged, but...
Yeah.
But still, yeah, not on. Not on, Romy. So we have the rose ceremony, and then And then we have Juliana and Renee are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever they are.
Yeah, I don't really know. Anyway. Juliana was the one who didn't wear shoes.
Yeah. She stayed true to that. When she left, she had the shoes in her hand as well. So
she said that was her authentic self. Because not wearing shoes is a personality trait if you're a boring person. It's just me. It's just who I am. Part of my makeup. Can we do the segment now that I wanted to do where we talk about this is a segment that I pitched to Naomi, where the segment is we pick one girl every week to decide why they are not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Psychoanalyze them. Maybe we both have psychology degrees.
Yeah. And masters and everything that's required. The whole 7 years of study.
You can fact check that. Yep.
And as doctors, we know that in order to diagnose someone, you can just do it from seeing them on TV for a little bit.
Yep. That's all you need. Highly edited footage. And we have chosen this week to decide why Romy, whatever her name is single.
Yeah.
And for me, that is because she is a psychopath, which is a term that is used very loosely nowadays.
It means almost nothing.
What do you think, Naomi?
I think she probably has trouble listening to other people and their needs and their body language. That's just a general thing. I don't know. I'm just getting that vibe from her. I don't know why.
Yeah, she seems like the type of person, maybe the type of person everybody at the start would be like, oh my God, they're like, it's fun to be in their social circle. It's so fun to be in that social circle. And then at the end you're like, oh my God, this person is driving me crazy and they're insane.
Oh my God, is she like one of those girls that you become like fast friends with and then after a while you're like, oh,
I need to get away from that person. They're ruining my mental health.
And you lose them as fast as you gain them. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's why.
Oh, I was in a weird trance for a bit.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Thank you. Well, that was 7 years of study, so it was a long time.
To tell us that she's one of those girls that you get a crush on and then fuck off from.
Yep. Just one of those. I think it's $150,000 well spent. I don't know. How much is a psychology degree?
Yeah, a lot, yeah. I think.
All right.
But well, we make a lot of that from our practice as well.
Yeah, true.
That's how Danielle and I spend most of our time together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we said that if we got any reviews, we would read them out.
Okay.
We did get two reviews. So I just want to thank the people who reviewed because, wow, that is so nice.
Thank you, so kind.
Yeah.
We also said we would read every review, good or bad.
Yeah.
We only have two at the moment, though. So if anybody hates us, let us know.
Now's your chance.
We don't really care about your rating, so, I mean.
I like the rating.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'd love it if you 5-star reviewed us, but also, if you want to give us a 1-star, tell us why and put your real name there.
Your dog.
And I'll psychoanalyze you on the next podcast.
So we have 6 ratings and they're all 5 stars and I can't believe it.
Oh, wonderful.
Are we bragging? Oh my God. One of them is me. I did it.
I haven't done it because I am very bad on doing anything on the computer.
Yep. It's not that, huh? It's just on iTunes. Anyway, whatever. Okay, sorry. We'll talk about it after. So we have one review from William Bobby Stewart, who is my friend, actually.
That's nice.
And he says,
Naomi, don't tell them that.
In the title, he says, I hate this show. But then the description says, but I love this podcast.
Ah, pull back and reveal.
And there it is. And there it is.
You've seen all 3 tonight, folks.
So William did have something to say, though, because he was listening and he said, he was like, you were right about the Gay Bachelor, that it wouldn't work. But then he was like, actually, no, it would work, but you just have to make the Bachelor rich and all the other people poor.
Cool.
And I was like, so it's like, fuck, you're right.
Ticket out of poverty.
Well, I forgot at this point that that's like one of the reasons people go on The Bachelor, because it's usually a really high esteemed guy. And it's because in Australia, The Bachelors have been people like Richie and Matty J who are just like fucking, who the fuck are they?
Yeah. It's not going to stop people fucking though, is it?
I don't know. If you got a chance to end up rich.
Yeah, true.
I think so.
You could be like.
But also they just probably like.
If you don't tell anybody, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I reckon. You'd have a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we do at the moment. Who knows? So thanks, William. The other person we have a review from is Katie Murphy, who says, the podcast I didn't know I was waiting for, but now rules my life.
That's nice.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. That's lovely.
I love Katie.
Do you know Katie?
I don't. We're not like friends, but I've bumped into her.
Did you hear that, Katie? Naomi hates you.
No.
You're not friends. But it's nice of you to leave that comment. So,
she loves comedy and she's a really cool girl and she's really friendly. And I met her at Comedy Festival and she was super sick. And
okay, cool.
Now sometimes we talk online.
Well, thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Love you. So thank you for giving us reviews. That's actually so nice of you. I can't believe anyone has listened to this bullshit, to be honest. And then I also want to thank Malcolm, friend of the podcast, Malcolm Nash, who the other day gave me a book called The Adventures of Honey Badger by Nick Cummins.
Bit of help from my old man, Mark Cummins.
Yeah, with his dad. Now, maybe we'll get into this next week because obviously this is a content-heavy episode because we met 25 women.
Yeah.
But, oh boy, it is written in a large font size. It is...
very large font.
Yeah. It's not a long read, I don't think.
Some fonts are nearly 2 centimetres high.
That's more than 2 centimetres. That's fucking crazy. This is... yeah, it's...
It's for the visually...
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it we should read because we, like, skimmed a little bit of it and it started to get very problematic very fast.
I was reading bits going, oh, my God. Nick, you thought that was okay to write? And Nick's dad? I mean, you thought that was okay to write? Your son, man.
I mean, I understand Nick, but Nick's dad? How's he problematic? So thank you to Malcolm for that. I can't wait to dig in to that. So that's all for this week.
Yeah,
we've been talking for long enough. So you can find us at Batch Bitch Pod on Twitter and Instagram. I've been live tweeting for when I've been at home watching The Bachelor, which is fun. Channel 10 retweeted me, so I'm sorry to brag, but also I'm proud of my achievements. And you shouldn't be like judging me for being proud of myself because Australia has tall poppy syndrome and I think we need to get past that. And you can also email us at batchpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know. Who's emailing? You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/batchpodcast.
People who want to be anonymous might email. They might make an email account.
Give them ideas.
Send us your hate mail. What are we going
to
do?
Oh, my God. I bragged about being able to get trolls on side. And then I got the worst troll the other day who you actually responded to.
Oh, yeah. I did respond to him.
I made a joke online and then this guy responded being like, actually, that's not true, which is like literally the joke I was making. Whatever. It's not important. But then he said, do you have sand in your cunt?
Yeah.
That comment wasn't for you. It was for anyone else reading, you bitch. And I was like... uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and get this one on site.
Yeah, and then I messaged him and was like, I'm confused as to why you think somebody having sand in their vagina would make them be angry on Twitter. And then he explained why in the next comment and I did not respond.
He loves to explain.
Loves to explain
to
women.
Not understand.
We wouldn't understand.
Yeah, anyway.
What would I know what it's like to have a sand in my vagina? God, how do I know? I know every time I've had sand in my vagina, what I've gone on is I've gone on Twitter and done some angry rants.
And then posted a picture of it on Instagram for your clothing brand.
Yep.
Callback.
That is another wonderful callback, yeah. Naomi.
It wasn't as funny, but it was a callback.
You are the queen of callbacks tonight.
The structure was there, but not the fun.
The structure was there. The content, limited.
So, yeah, email us... tell me what's in my cunt that's making me such a cunt.
I think it's a... oh, I don't want to say. That was a gross one. Yuck.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, Pierre. Sorry, couldn't make you happy. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for letting us...
Can we explain that again quickly? Kevin MacLeod makes the beats, and every week me and Naomi sing a different... song over the top for our own amusement.
Yep, yep. And we did 2 tries this week, so we can play... let's play the backup at the end again.
It is bad, so enjoy that.
And then, yes, obviously rate and review us on iTunes and we will read it out. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
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 Batch Bitch. Batch Bitch. Batch Bitch. Batch Bitch. Batch Bitch. Batch Bitch.
Batch Bitch.
Batch Bitch.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.